Just off of Highway 50, about 15 miles east of Gunnison, Greg Peterson shows me around his family's ranch. The land is an intricate system of water-filled ditches that runs through thousands of acres.
So this is Tamichi Creek, and the water's diverted out of it into the ditch that we irrigate with.
Peterson's parents bought the property in 1962, but the water rights tied to the land go back much farther, all the way to 1882. The ranch is one of nearly 100 small operations in the upper Gunnison River Basin, most of which raise cattle and grow hay.
We get the flow down here, so we've created a dam in the river, and then it's running through the headgate here just below us through a culvert with a lockable headgate that has a wheel on it that spins up and down to regulate the flow of the water. And then
about 80% of the water that runs through the Colorado River Basin is used for agriculture. In and around the Gunnison Valley, the number is even higher, about 95%. Colorado's water law is called prior appropriation, and it dates back to the end of the 19th century. And in theory, it's pretty simple. Under prior appropriation, a person could obtain a water right by diverting it from a stream or river and putting it to use, like irrigating fields. The right was made official after a court process. The system goes by first in time, first in right. Those who came first were given senior water rights. Latecomers were given junior water rights. On dry years, those with a senior right may use all of the water, and junior users may not have access to any. It's not a perfect system, but Greg Peterson says it works.
And that's why senior water rights, when it gets really short, control the system. If it wasn't for that, then it would be chaos. So
Stacy McPhail is the executive director of the Gunnison Ranchland Conservation Legacy. The organization was founded in 1995, and since then has helped ranch families conserve their lands and water from development.
It helped keep ranching here and agriculture as a part of our kind of rural economy, but it also helped make sure that the water could not be moved out of our basin.
Keeping the water in the basin meant preventing it from being shipped over the mountains to an increasingly thirsty Front Range. McPhail says although a lot of water is used in agriculture, much of it is reused as it flows downstream toward Mexico.
I'm not certain that everyone in the community or in the larger system of the state knows how recyclable that resource is and how much we're putting back into the river. It's not just taking it out and you never see it again. It goes back and is reused and recirculated throughout.
Creeks have run dry, which kills aquatic life like fish and insects. They require a minimum amount of water called base flow to survive. Enter Colorado's In-Stream Flow program, which started in 1973. In-Stream Flows give legal water rights to rivers and streams, and has helped protect almost 10,000 miles of waterways around the state. One family in the Gunnison Valley is teaming up with the state's In-Stream Flow program. Jesse Kruthup's family owns a ranch along Tamichi Creek, and he is the Upper Gunnison Project Manager for Trout Unlimited. About a decade ago, the ranch did something unique. It agreed to lease its senior water rights to the river during periods of low flow.
So our irrigation right becomes in-stream flow for a short period of time.
In response to the ongoing drought, the state has offered to pay ranchers to leave their water right in the river when levels sink to critically low levels. Kruthup says the program works for his family, who in addition to running a successful ranch, has an interest in the fishery through his work with Trout Unlimited. But he says it's a continuous balancing act.
It's like, okay, so we were compensated for leaving the water in the creek. And then we have to either purchase hay or rent pasture to make up the difference that year, you know, and it's sort of a balancing act.
Kruthup says leasing water to the In-Stream Flow program may not fit the bottom line for every ranch, but creative approaches like this will be essential as an already stressed Colorado River system struggles to meet water demands. For KBUT's Headwater series, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.